This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A new round of deadly attacks and forced conscription has begun against ethnic Tigrayans in an area of Ethiopia now controlled by Amhara regional authorities in collaboration with soldiers from neighboring Eritrea. People fleeing over the border to Sudan tell the Associated Press as the year-long war intensifies. Urgent diplomatic meetings with the prime minister and the Tigray leader in an attempt to calm the fighting have found a small window of opportunity as the rival sides agreed to a political solution through dialogue was required. That's according to an African Union envoy in briefings Monday. The State Department said U.S. envoy Jeffrey Feltman saw a window to act and with a meeting in Ethiopia's capital Monday night. Tigray forces have been approaching Addis Ababa to press the prime minister to step aside, leading Ethiopia's government to declare a state of emergency last week, while the U.S. and other countries urge citizens to leave immediately. The war has killed thousands after political tensions with Tigray forces, who once dominated the national government, turned deadly. There were emotional scenes at Dulles Airport in the U.S. state of Virginia Monday, as families separated by COVID-19 travel restrictions finally reunited. The travel ban imposed since nearly 2020 barred access to non-U.S. citizens traveling from 33 countries, including China, India, and much of Europe, and it also restricted overland entry from Mexico and Canada. Months of pent-up demand triggered a major spike in bookings on Monday, with travelers only required to show official proof of vaccination and a recent negative viral test. For many arriving on packed